This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Singer and performer Mitch Tambo has been on the rise over the last few years, from taking part in Australia's Got Talent to performing You're the Voice alongside John Farnham, Olivia Newton-John and Queen's Brian May on stage at Firefight Australia. Well, Mitch is back with a brand new single out called Dreamtime Princess, and he's on the line for a long overdue catch-up. Welcome back to Hope Breakfast, Mitch.
Yummy yama, it's good to be back.
Oh, it's been too long. You've had a pretty big 2020, I believe.
Yeah, look, I mean, 2020 was a bit full on, though, with Corona and all the rest of it. But 2021, it's going well at the moment. And that's all, you know, you can really ask for is take it day by day. And if bookings come in, just feel blessed, you know, that we've got some work. It's great.
I heard a rumor that you managed to get married.
Look, it's not a rumor. It happened. It went down. Love is in the air. It feels good.
Congratulations.
Thanks heaps.
Did you have to navigate restrictions and all that kind of stuff when you got married?
We just went back to the bush, to Tamworth, Millerai country, and kept it really small and intimate out on my grandparents' property, and just, yeah, it was beautiful.
Lovely. Excellent. And you released a brand new song last week, Mitch. It is called Dreamtime Princess, and you say it's a real celebration of women.
Yeah, look, it is. Dreamtime Princess is just a song that's just a song of celebration and just me just really wanting to celebrate and honour and uplift all the beautiful women around me and in my community, and hope to see that celebration. It ripples out into all communities, you know, and I hope all women from all walks of life just feel nothing less than honoured and uplifted.
That's wonderful. Would you say that there's a general feeling amongst First Nations women that they don't feel valued, Mitch?
Oh, look, I can't speak on behalf of the women in my community at all, but what I can say is, you know, through the journey of the song, it led me sort of into a bit of an awakening where I had some real conversations about domestic violence and, you know, explored the statistics in my community and discovered at that point in time that our women are 35 to 80 times, dependent on location, more likely to be hospitalised due to domestic violence than any other women. And, you know, through that discovery, I just remember feeling just so incredibly sad and, you know, here we are, you know, fellas like myself and other sisters and people in our community, and we're only here because of our beautiful matriarchs through that gift of life which comes through their beautiful sacred womb. And, you know, to me, there's nothing more royal than that. You know, we talk about kings and queens and all those notions, but to be part of the oldest living continual culture on the planet, you know, and having that gift of life through our beautiful matriarchs, I feel like there's nothing more royal than that. I hope through that celebration, like I said before, it just ripples out into all women, because all of our beautiful matriarchs and women across the globe are nothing less than royal. You know, they are absolute queens and princesses.
I love that, Mitch. Who would you say is an inspirational woman for you in your life?
Oh, look, my wife, my mum, my nan. I come up from a single mum. My nan's been incredible, and certainly my wife. She's a strong, resilient, unconditional, loving, you know, woman. So I'm absolutely surrounded by, you know, nothing more. You know, they're just full of strength, resilience, love, compassion, nurture, abundance, capacity, and the list goes on, really. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be around that and to put a song out. I guess that's sort of me in a way acknowledging that and celebrating that. And yeah, it feels really special.
Well, let's hear the song right now. It is called, in fact, I'll let you introduce it on Hope Breakfast. Mitch, what's the song called?
Yummy Yama, this is Mitch Tambo here. You are listening to Hope Breakfast, and this is my new single, Dreamtime Princess. If you're in the acronyms, you can just call it DTP. Thanks so much for your support. Yanni Ungali.
That is the brand new track from Mitch Tambo. It is called Dreamtime Princess. My back announce wasn't as quite as spectacular as your forward announce of that song there, Mitch.
Oh, well, I had to try and keep up. I mean, you're always just getting it done here on air, here on Hope. So I was like, man, I got to raise the bar if I'm going to be here.
You're very kind. Now, look, I can't go any further without discussing the bass line and the 90s vibes on that track, Mitch. Are you a fan of 90s music?
Oh, without a doubt. And I thought, if I'm going to step out and take the risk and rap, then I might as well do it in a space where I'm comfortable. So let's take it back.
I think of good bass line tunes. I think the Seinfeld theme song and now Mitch Tambo's Dreamtime Princess.
I love that. I'm associated with Seinfeld. How good's that?
That's good. And it is a treat to hear you sing in your Gamilaray language as you did on that track. Do you wish that there were more artists hitting the mainstream who do the same?
But there's definitely a lot of brothers and sisters coming through that are encompassing their language, and I think that's a beautiful thing. And I feel like, you know, the more of us that keep coming forward, stepping forward and grabbing a mic or, you know, whatever it is, you know, eventually we will see a true reflection of, you know, the nation in which we live in. You know, I would love to hear on commercial mainstream radio, you know, not only my songs and language and other brothers and sisters, but, you know, a Sudanese brother or sister that sings incredible ballads in their language or whatever, you know. But I'd love to see just the plethora of the beautiful multicultural world and country and we live in represented across all mainstream platforms on the daily. I think that would be a beautiful thing.
Mm. Are you cooking up any more music? You had Love last year. You've got Dreamtime Princess now. When's the album out, Mitch?
Look, the album, I'm definitely cooking up, but it's just navigating this new world that we're in. I'd hate to, you know, throw an album on the table and not be able to go and tour it. So at the moment, we're just working. There's some amazing singles and other songs around the corner, and I feel like when the time's right, we're going to drop an album and hit the road.
Well, Mitch, I'm going to put this out there for you, right? You've got a year to plan this. You've done a single about women for Mother's Day. Next year, it's going to be Michael Bublé for Mother's Day, Andre Rieu, and Mitch Tambo.
Well, all I can say is you've given me 12 months and, you know, I feel like you've been very generous there, so I'll see what I can do.
Love it, Mitch. Well, thank you so much for your time and that brand new song, Dreamtime Princess. Really appreciate you joining us to talk about it on Hope Breakfast.
No worries. Again, thanks so much for your support. It really means the world. And, you know, thanks for giving this track a go and a spin. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.